So, what are the patterns you can't explain, the fears you've carried for years, and the people you feel drawn to instantly aren't from this lifetime at all? Today's topic is one that fascinates millions and has the power to completely shift how we understand ourselves, our relationships, and our own healing. I'm joined by the extraordinary Ina Segal. She is the internationally acclaimed intuitive healer, best-selling author of The Secret Language of Your Body, and a pioneer in soul-level transformation. Her work has helped countless people uncover memories, wounds, gifts, and patterns from previous lifetimes and understand how those past life imprints shape their present reality. So, in this episode, we're doing that exactly that, exploring past lives, what they are, what it means. She's going to give us all the details. Before we get started, a quick shout out to Dr. Bradley Nelson and iHeartRadio for your sponsorship. And to our listeners and our audience and our fans, please do not forget to like and subscribe before you leave today. Anna, so good to see you. I'd love for you to define what a past life is for people who might not really understand it. I feel like it's a term being thrown around the internet right now. What is a past life?
Well, I feel like the best way to understand that is that we have a soul and a spirit, and our spirit is the most eternal part of us. So it's the part of us that is more objective and essentially receives lessons and growth and talent and abilities from each life, and kind of holds that as something that is really uniquely our own and is most connected to divinity. And then we have this I amness, which is what makes me, where I can say, I am Ina, I am this person in this particular life experience. And then we have a soul. And the soul, where people, from what I've seen, constantly confuse the soul and the spirit together, and their personality and everything else. And what they often say is, well, I have this old soul, and there's some truth in it, but it's also not quite like that.
I always say that about myself, but I have an old soul.
it's almost like we have an old spirit. The soul, what happens to the soul is that it goes. So let's say when we have a life, the soul, which does carry aspects of your personality and your desires and likes and dislikes and what makes you essentially uniquely you, the soul has to adjust to the physical body. So in each experience, let's say we're going to have a different physical body. We're going to be born into a particular country, into a particular family with certain timelines that are very, very different from other timelines, right? And the soul has to adjust to all of this to be in that body in that particular life. And so, what I've understood over the last 20 years of really exploring this is that what actually happens is that the part of the soul where you are refining and growing and evolving goes into, when you pass over, actually goes into an aspect of the spiritual world which connects back to you when you come back. And when you come back, you're not the same person. So you come back, you have the same spirit, but there is an aspect of the soul that has been refined. And then there's the aspect of the soul where you have karma and destiny from that perspective of you've done things, let's say in previous timelines, being a different person than you are now, but having the same eye and the same spirit. So you've done things that form your new destiny, and those things create connections with other people. So impulses, let's say, to connect to somebody, where it feels
Right,
like,
that instantaneous, like, I know you from somewhere, but you have just met
yeah.
them for the first time.
Exactly. So when you, so there's a part of the soul that is really old as well that connects to, I have to, maybe I'm attracted to the person or repelled by them when I meet them, like you just said, and I need to repair this relationship or grow it, or I need to learn and grow from this relationship. I need to evolve from it. So you also get the part that is your shadow, let's say, or it's at times called your double, an aspect of you that carries pain from previous experiences. And then there's
So
also part of
different, so from a past life, we carry wounds and memories, like in our
yeah.
current life. So are you saying we're still dealing with traumas that we had in another lifetime?
Yes, 100%.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. And so we have three parts of the soul that come. One that has been refined, if it has, because not everyone does. One that is what you just said, traumas and pain and agreements that we've made in the past. And then we also have a new aspect of the soul that has to connect to that physical body. So, for instance, if I'm in the male physical body, I will need an aspect of the soul that is feminine to balance out the physical body. It's quite interesting. And if I'm in the feminine body, then I will need more of a masculine soul to balance out how emotional the feminine body is, so that I can have both aspects in myself to work with. And so, because it's a different body, different country, different family, the soul also has to adjust to ancestors, right? So this is part of how it chooses with help of higher beings. So it starts to choose the ancestors that are essentially the most helpful and family to the intention that the soul has to grow in this particular life, based on what had happened in previous lives, that, where the soul both grew and got stuck. And so, in combination with the soul, the spirit, our I am, our other energy bodies, like the astral body, which is our emotional kind of, has both emotional and mental aspect, our etheric body, which is a life body and body of vitality, and the physical body, everything, and also and connect, etheric connects to ancestry. All of this kind of has to intertwine and align for somebody to then go, here's my new life.
Okay, wow, that's a lot. So we can have like many past lives. Like, how do we know when we're experiencing a pattern or a fear or a relationship dynamic rooted from a past life experience? Like, how do we know those things?
I love that question. I feel like we start to know this when we cannot place it. So it's almost like, whatever we do when we're trying to connect all the pieces together, we just cannot place them. And I've got several examples of something like this, if I can share them.
Please, yeah.
So I think I'll share one. I'll share some from myself, and I'll also share because I have so many. I'm like, which one to start with? I remember one day I was meditating, and I felt like somebody literally pushed me off my couch that I was meditating on, and I had this feeling I have to go to Paris. Now, it was really interesting because at the time I was thinking, why Paris? I'd rather go to Rome. At that time I did not have a good feeling about Paris because I had a bad experience there when I was 20. And this was around the time when I was maybe 26, and so maybe even 25, something like that. And so I remember thinking, that is just so strange. Can I not go to Rome? Like, why do I need to go to Paris? And how will that even happen? And then I
Right.
ended up meeting this, I know, I felt funny. I ended up meeting this lady who was French. And I ended up going to France, and I ended up meeting this man in France who is one of my closest friends. But at the time, when I first met him, I knew 100% that I had known him before. And it was such a strong love and such a strong experience. And he had the same thing, because at the beginning, he was just saying, I don't really believe in what you do in healing and so on. And then a few days on, he's appearing in front of me, connecting with me. Like, I was woken up by him at 6 in the morning. And he was like, oh, did anything interesting happen to you? I was like, you were connecting at 6 in the morning. Can you please not do that? I'm not a 6 a.m. person. And
Right.
and it was so overwhelming. I'd never experienced love like that before. And
But
interestingly,
just so the listeners are aware, by connect, you mean energetically connecting.
and from my heart, like, my heart just expanded. It was like love was pouring out of me.
From someone
And
who didn't believe in what you did.
yeah, exactly. But a week later, he was telling me how he can connect to me, feel everything that I'm feeling. I didn't have a phone at the time because I hated phones. And so he said to me within a week, oh, I said, let's go for dinner. And he said, okay, cool. What time? And I said, 7. And he went, hold on, let me connect with you and sense if you're going to finish at 7. And then he said, no, it's going to be 8. And I said, no, I am finishing at 7. And then he said, look, why don't you just send me a message? And I was like, I don't have a phone. What kind of message? And he goes, we don't need a phone to send each other messages. You can just think of me and then I'll come. And I remember thinking, oh my God, this is a person who didn't believe in any of this a week ago.
Crazy.
Right? Like, this is so crazy. And then we had this, at one point, I never talk about past lives or past life experiences, or we call previous life experiences, with somebody, mainly because I'm in a position of power and I don't want to influence people,
Right.
especially when I think it's to do with me. And I always wait for them to come to me with this. And so one day he said to me, oh my God, I had the most craziest experience of us in a previous lifetime. And I don't know if it's going to make sense to you. And funny enough, I had ha this was one of the first experiences I had where I could, I knew that we had probably several lives together, but there was a particular one that connected very strongly into what I was experiencing. And there was a loss in this previous lifetime. There was, I could see that he and I were in a relationship, but he had then been kind of, he got into a particular situation that was where he abandoned me and rejected me, and all sorts of things happened. And I wrote it all down, and I was waiting to see if he's gonna receive those messages, because I am a skeptic by nature. I don't like, to be just told things unless I experience them. And so I actually just allowed him the time. And then one day, yeah, he came to me and he said, I really feel like I need to share this with you. Would you mind if I tell you what came to me? And he's also a skeptic. So as he was
They're so
telling me
brave. I
this,
love that. I love that.
Right. As he was telling me this, I was saying things to fill in the blanks because you often have little blanks.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Oh my God." So we had the same exact same experience. And I was like, "Yeah, like absolutely." And what was really powerful about it was that we did this forgiveness ceremony that I remember I felt so freed.
So
And
you
he
guys
also,
basically remembered the same past life? Is that what you're saying? Like you remembered the same exact scenario. Do you want to talk about what it was?
we were in that particular life, we were in a relationship, we loved each other like in a crazy way that you have novels written about this. We're very passionate, and it was during the time where there was a lot of or we lived in a place where people, practice black magic. And it was really interesting because in this life, my friend is gay. And so it was very powerful because his partner in this life couldn't stand me. Like, he's not with this person anymore, but he couldn't stand me. Or he would love me or he would hate me to a point where I was concerned that he would poison me. Like, it was crazy. And
Wow.
I had to even hide a few times when his partner was around. And I'm like, I can't do this. That's not who I am.
No.
I'm not a person who hides. So I knew that the three of us were intertwined and interconnected. And so I then ended up having a child in that particular life with with this man. But his boyfriend in this life was a woman in a previous life who was very who wanted he fell in love with him. And in that particular life, they he who was a she, right? The woman who she ended up doing, I don't know, some kind of a spell. And again, I'm not necessarily, I'm not really into these types of things, but I have seen people do it in my life. And that spell essentially pulled him towards her in that life. And so he ended up abandoning me and taking, we had a child, we had a son, and taking the child. And because of the incredible jealousy of this woman who again was his boyfriend in this life, she ended up using herbs and using all sorts of things to poison the child. I then went crazy and just was had a lot of trauma and grief and so on. And we both saw this very, very clearly, with details of even which herbs were used, and how the poison worked and so on. And for me, it really connected into the loss of a child I had in this life. And
I was
also, it
just
was
going to
really
say, how did
interesting.
that play out in this life with the child? Yeah.
Which was a boy as well. And what I just felt it so strongly, like how this repeats. And also, I felt with my friend, it was like I could see the depth, like, of this love and the soul, connections that we've had. But also, it was clear for him in terms of how his partner at the time was acting and what he was doing. I mean, it was crazy because there was one time that my friend walked into his shop. He's a designer, and he had this massive vase on, in the middle of a table that his partner had given him. And it was all around the time where we were having this major conflict. And as I was reflecting on what had happened, the vase blew up, like
Oh my
literally
God.
in the middle of the table. And I was in another across the road, and all of a sudden I just started feeling feverish and I almost like lost consciousness. So it's really powerful, this whole kind of triangle and combination. I then realized that For me personally, I had to also look at, how this all intertwined with this particular man, not my friend, but his partner. And I'd realized that we'd had several lives together as well. In the life before, we had been sisters, before the one that I seen. And I had, without knowing it, I had taken a man that he want that she wanted in that life.
Right.
So,
Wow.
and there was agreement. I actually saw that there were agreements made by this person, and in a life previous to that, this person again was with me, was a female who fell in love with my own son and actually got pregnant, but I was not okay with it. And essentially, that person, that woman in that life lost her child and made a really strong agreement to pay me back. And so, when I saw all of this intertwined together, it was crazy, but it made complete sense in terms of our connection, where there was, and I mean, this is with my partner, with my friend's boyfriend. At times he would love me, and at times he'd want to kill me. Like it was that
Crazy.
feeling. And so I was like, oh my God, this can't, this actually cannot just be from this lifetime. So,
Yeah.
it as I cleared up this and understood more, I was very clear that there needed to be a lot of healing and clearing around that type of triangular experience that has followed me at different times in my life, where somebody comes into my life to and feels like there's a triangle of causing challenges. And it was so interesting because it took me 2.5 years to work on this and
Wow.
this understanding, until I said to my friend at one point, I'm complete with this storyline. I feel like I've done all my work, and whether you want to be with this person or not, I love you, but I'm done. Like, I'm finished with all the traumas, because now I
Chaos.
understand where it came from, and chaos, exactly. And it was so interesting because within weeks, my friend separated from this person, and he was, his ex-partner was threatening with curses, with all sorts of things. It was, intense. And he was very connected to that type of thinking and came from African background with doing voodoo and all sorts of things. And I was like, oh
Yeah.
my God,
It's
get me away
crazy.
from
Wow. So
from
we,
that.
when we get in relationships, we need to know who we're dating. We need to get into their past life just in case. That's
Sometimes.
actually insane. I love that stuff so much though, because it makes so much sense, because we're repeating the same pattern but in different ways. But Inna, when you healed that past life wound, how did it shift into like present reality? Like, what happens when we like actually heal those cycles?
Well, for me, firstly, I was really clear that once I went through all of that, my life would be much calmer, because it was constant drama at the time.
Yeah, you
And
must have been bored for a while.
yeah. And I felt like my relationship with, I'm gonna say my best friend, it became much calmer as well. We kind of went from this a roller coaster ride whilst not being in a kind of romantic relationship, because he was gay. It felt almost like it, and it just calmed down, and it felt like, and I remember saying to him at one point, why couldn't you just, like, why couldn't we be together again in this life? And he said, I actually asked him to go into, to connect to the spiritual world and ask that question. And he said to me, because we've done this in other lives, and if we have had another life, like, without learning, like, this is our life to learn how to how to have an amazing relationship without the sexual aspect. So we have to, and he actually said, we have to
That
deal with
sex
all
thing
the
you guys had in
emotions.
that past life? It must have been off
Well,
the charts.
yeah, he's like, we have to deal with all the emotions that show up, and we're going to learn how to have really powerful relationships with other people because we're going to practice on each other and we're going to kind of connect because, and it's like for 3 years we spoke on the phone every single day. He had clients and we lived on opposite sides of the world. So he would have clients and they had to come not at the time where I was speaking to him on the phone, which was daily. And it was this whole thing of us working through the pain and the trauma also of the previous life until we could just have this purity come back. And it made so much sense to me to go, wow, okay, so in the future, so in this life, we get to still have this love and connection no matter what happens, because we've been there for each other and it's been 20 years now. But because we can't repeat, and that's what people don't understand. You cannot repeat the same thing. So they often say, oh, I'm going to come into the next life and we'll be together again. And it's like, well, probably in a different form to this one because you need to learn some lessons from it.
So then in the next lifetime, how might it translate? So if you heal that part of the relationship with that crazy person or whatever. So does that mean that that part's over? Like we heal parts of our
Yeah.
karmic cycle and then that goes away and it manifests into something else. How does it work?
Yeah, 100%. So I felt I knew at the end that all of those lifetimes with that particular person who used to said he was a crazy person, it really was. I feel like we have, at least from my side, it's completed. And if it's not completed from his side, then he will show up in my life in the future in a completely different way. I won't have any charge and he will owe me. So he will do more things for me and show up in some way to balance out his side of the coin, so to speak, because mine's complete.
Karma.
Yeah, in that particular way. And in terms of my friend, I think that it can be all sorts of ways,
Are you
and
guys
we've
still
seen
best
other
friends?
lifetimes. Yeah, well, it could be that he shows up as a father, or a mother for me, because obviously we change forms, or a grandparent or a child. So it can go through all sorts of different experiences in that way. So, the point is more that we may not be together in every single life because that's not how it works, because it still has to align, but
Yeah.
we'll be together in definitely in various lifetimes where he will support me. And I've seen lifetimes where he's been my brother in a lifetime before, or he's been somebody really close to me as well. It doesn't just happen that that person shows up as your lover in every lifetime.
Right. So how do you, like, for the listeners out there who are like, I want to know my past lives, like, how do you even start? Like, where do you begin? What are some simple things that you can do to help access that part?
Well, I think, firstly, I'm going to say that ideally you really look at this life first. And if I can,
It's
I'm just
easy
going
to
to
get
share
caught
one.
up in all the past life stuff, right? And wanting to know
Yeah.
more and more and more and more. And then you get lost in the story.
You can, because you need to have a reason for why. What is it that's not connecting in terms of the pieces for you in this life? And I had an experience with a client where this lady brought her son to me and he had juvenile arthritis. And I literally, like, I helped him to release pain. He was on crutches. One of his legs was double the size of the other one. He was in great
Wow.
pain, and they'd done surgery, they'd done diets and cleansing and so on. Nothing worked. And he was 12 years old. So I originally worked with him with releasing pain. And then it ended up being that the pain was gone, but the inflammation was not. And I looked at every part of their family, at all the dynamics over several months, and I just could not connect the pieces. And then I said to his mother, "Look, I'm teaching. Are you willing to come to my advanced Awaken the Healer Within courses?" And she said, "Yes, yes, I'll come and I'll bring Sebastian." So Sebastian came to the first course, and still not much change. His leg got a little bit better, but there's still a lot of inflammation. And then I was doing an advanced, like a level 2 course, and there I was teaching and guiding people into their past lives, because again, I figured people had already had quite a bit of time to explore the present life and everything that happened, because I don't recommend it to go there first. And I started guiding, and of course, like, there's so many books and that talk about how to do it, but again, I would encourage people to do it in a course rather than with a book, and to actually start with journaling and writing down all the pieces that don't connect, what that don't make sense, and what does make sense, and actually meditating on it as the beginning part of it.
Are you
Now,
talking about situations in our lives that we just don't understand? Is that what you're talking about writing
exactly.
down? Okay. So for
Exactly.
that boy, it was like, why is my leg still like this?
Exactly. So he came to this Awaken the Healer Within level 2, and we started doing processes, and we got to the past life process. And of course, he was very calm. So maybe by that stage he was 13. And he hardly, he didn't speak very often. Like, he'd just sit there and participate. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the process, he starts screaming, like full on screaming. And I calmed him down, and then I asked, what happened. Now, his mom was in the course, and she actually also got the same life. And she was one of those people that was so skeptical before and would very rarely get visions or anything like that. And the fact was that she saw the exact same life. So in that particular
Wow.
life, she was his sister, and they had gone out to the ocean. They'd been told not to, but they'd gone to this ocean, and they had gone into the ocean, and she was trying to, I think, help him to learn how to swim and so on. And then she came out, and she was looking around, and she lost sight of him for a minute or something like that. And there was a shark, and he was attacked by the shark, and the shark actually bit his the part of the leg where he had the knee, where he had the inflammation, was the part that was bitten off by the shark. And so he
Wow.
saw that life, and he was screaming, while his mom at the time was seeing the same thing, and she was feeling that from her perspective. From
Wow.
and she said that she remembered that she made an agreement with him at that point in that life that she would look after him in that life and in the future.
Wow. So after they discovered what happened, how did that change? Did that change the healing process in the leg?
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. Within a few days, most of like, his leg, literally, one of the legs was double the size of the other, and it calmed down so much. And I think within think before he left the course, so within that week, it was back to normal and all the pain was gone, all the inflammation was gone, and he actually wanted to become a professional golfer, which at that when he first came to me, he was on crutches, he couldn't walk. It was like, oh my God, how's this going to happen? And he became a professional golfer because
Wow.
this was quite a while ago. He's about 30 now.
Wow. So was it the remembrance? Was it like what part of the remembrance causes the karmic cycle to heal? Like, because that's a different scenario. Because when you talk about healing a relationship, that's one thing. But this is like being attacked by a shark.
Yeah. Well, I feel like when he saw that image, and part of the processes that I teach personally, we always go into combining the healing, so the seeing and understanding the lessons from the past life into, we go into something called the healing chamber, where everything that happened through that past life that needs to be healed and transformed on all the levels of physical, mental, emotional, karmic, family, whatever it is, we work through that. So I actually combine and I kind of double the process from somebody exploring and experiencing that past life, understanding what it was about. So kind of bringing it to consciousness of, oh, this is what it was about, now we can transform it. To if it's not a relationship, like you said, if it's completely physical, to now we understand that. And there was grief, there was guilt from his mother, who was a sister at that time. So she had to move through that. It was actually a combined process where she let go of her grief and guilt from the fact that she allowed him to go and swim because he was her little brother at that time, to him recognizing and having that trauma of having the shark bite him and forgiving his mother, so forgiving his sister and his mother. And because she was having the same experience, they were both able to talk through it and go through a forgiveness process of, lifetime of guilt, that was carried over. And as all that guilt released, so did the inflammation.
Wow. What if it was just him that was there? And what if she wasn't a part of that? Like, so what if it's one person healing? Then what happens? Would it still work to close that cycle? Like, or does both parties in a situation like that have to go through it?
I think that it could have still happened, but it might have been a lot longer. This happened and it was so quick, within a week. And we'd been working, even like me personally, with him for, I think it was at least 8 or 9 months that I had been working with him before that. And the fact that it's never come back from him being 13 to now 30 is, it shows that the depth of that healing that occurred.
Wow, that's absolutely amazing. So what is the most empowering thing someone can remember when exploring their past lives? Like, to me, it sounds like it can be a pretty enlightening experience, can be scary. How can we use our past lives to empower ourselves in our current life?
I think it depends on exactly what you're working on. So, for instance, obviously in this situation with Sebastian and his mother, it was very much about healing something physical that just we couldn't figure out any other way. I know I had another student who had liver cancer and literally worked with the process of past lives to heal her liver cancer, which, I thought was amazing. Connect to all the storylines that she actually brought from previous lifetimes, and liver is connected to males and her relationships with males. So she I think she did. I don't want to lie and create a number, but I know she did several, and she went to the doctor, had been diagnosed with liver cancer, and then spent 6 months working through her past lives because she'd done my courses and she'd seen the connections and came out with no cancer in her liver, which was absolutely amazing. And then
Wow.
there's other people where, it's connected to, let's say you had a really painful breakup. We were talking about this, Lisa, just before we started. Painful breakups, right? And you can't get over it. And maybe it is with a narcissist. And at some point, we'll have to talk about narcissism in this,
Yes. That's a huge topic.
it is a huge topic. And you just cannot figure it out. Why are you an intelligent woman or man? And you ended up being sucked into this narcissistic relationship, right? And everything you look at, let's say in this life, you cannot connect the pieces, you cannot figure it out. And from there, you might go, well, I've seen and I've just understood the whole storyline here. But I actually, for me to move on, and that again, I'm talking from my own experience. My ex-husband is a narcissist. I had to, again, eventually, after I understood, what narcissism was and what he was about and all of this, I had to go back and figure out how was this linked, because I knew from the moment that I met him that it was karmic. And so actually being aware of that feeling, like, it felt so old. And I remember both of us even spoke about this. It's like, this is an old storyline and an old experience. And similar to what I was explaining with my friend, I had to go, oh my God, I can see how all of this has played out in this life, why, how I met him, the feelings I had, the feelings he brought out, what was my lesson?
Right.
I could see what were the reasons that we had to have this experience. And one of the biggest things that freed me was when I kept asking, what is my lesson? And what came up for me was to love the unlovable. That,
Interesting.
yeah, that in this life, I was able to love the unlovable, because when I actually did look at previous lifetimes, the things he did and the things he did to me were pretty horrendous, including killing me in one of the lifetimes and all sorts of stuff, that where there was this comment. So it was like, oh, I got to love the unlovable. Now, what was fascinating, because we need to look at clues, right? And the reason I even went and started looking into past life, because that's always my last resort, I look at everything in this life, and then if I can't find the answers, then I go there, because you can get lost and you can bring stuff from past lives into the present life that is not meant to be here if you're just doing it for entertainment purposes, right?
Right.
If there's not
Yeah.
a clear reason. And that's why people do need to be aware of it. And I want to say they also need to be focusing on what are you going to create in the future life as opposed to just past life. And that was
Which is
that's
why it's
always
so
been a really,
important to take a course, like you said, or like get in touch with someone like you who can guide
yeah,
someone through that. So just playing around with it, can be
can be
dangerous.
dangerous. Well, yeah, because you can bring things that you're not meant to be working on in this life that all of a sudden become, you start to have anxiety, you start to have depression, and you don't know where it's coming from if you do it without guidance and without. And that's why I'm a little bit reluctant to just say, go out there and read a book and do that. Maybe read books about it to learn, but actually be guided by somebody who really knows what they're doing and talking about, including, has a very developed, deep process with it. But again, go there when when you've completed your exploration before. Now, I just want to say, for me, what was so interesting was that I went to see a lady who did astrology, but she didn't just do kind of the normal astrology. It was called esoteric astrology. And that astrology looks at previous lifetimes. And when I went with my ex-husband, and she said to him at the time, and neither of us really could understand this, she said to him, Ina, I never say this to people, but Ina's three lifetimes ahead of you, which he hated because he was a narcissist, right? And he was like, how? I'm so
It's all gonna
much
be
more
ahead of me, yeah.
evolved than her, right? Because I'm a narcissist and I know everything. But what was so I wanted to put the pieces together of that because I was like, what did she mean? And often, and this is a question you kind of referred to of how do we know, right? So often, in terms of a particular person, when we need to look at a past life, there's about three that are prevalent, that are connected to us meeting and having this karmic connection with them. So we're often, it's not one life, we're often looking at three that were connected to this theme that, you know, we're looking at of whatever trauma it is. Or with health, I think it's different. It could be one. But when it comes to karmic relationships, then it's often at least three. And so she, through the chart, could see that we had very particular lives together, that, you know, and there was three. And that in each of those lives, there was an opportunity for growth. And he chose not to grow. And I chose, sometimes through pain and not great intelligence, I'm going to say, to grow. And so, what she was meaning and what she saw in the chart was that in each life, one of them was, I was, he was part of my family where he was my uncle. And I was a boy in that life. And I ended up joining him in some kind of war activity. And then I saw how he treated people and that everything that I thought about what it was going to be like was completely opposite and different. And I had this really strong morality. And but I wasn't about 18 or 19 and being not very intelligent in life in terms of what
Right.
was, you know, like how you work with people in life, I embarrassed him and humiliated him in front of everyone he was essentially leading. And he killed me in front of them to say, I'll even kill my family, you know, if you stand up to me in this way. And I know
Wow.
because I could see myself going into the spiritual world and I went, oh my God, I've wasted my life because I had that particular thought. I had to learn deeper lessons and have, you know, harder lessons, as opposed to had I said, oh my God, yes, my life has been cut short, but what I've learned from this is that I need to be smarter in the future. But like, I was moral, I did the right thing. That's not how I took it at the time. And so, what I learned is that even how you die, and we often talk about that when I'm guiding people through it. What was the, you know, what were your last thoughts? What did you take forward with you when you died that then continued on? And so, again, what this lady meant was that in each opportunity, there was something that I learned that made me grow, whereas he didn't grow in each of those opportunities that he had. And that made complete sense in terms of everything I know about him as a person and his behaviors. And I was like, oh my God, okay, now I'm complete. Now I'm complete. And so when, again, when all the pieces came together for me, and people need to understand this is kind of like a big theme that you work on. It's not a one-off because you might see the life once and then you need to put the pieces of the puzzle together as well and actually go,
Gonna
well,
ask
how's
how
this
long
connected to
does this
this?
process take, like from start to finish? Like, I know people think that, oh, I'm just gonna see my past life and that's it. But when you actually dive into it and start healing stuff, how long could a process like that take?
It can take years. Like it can
Yeah.
actually take years for, especially if it comes from huge trauma and you're just, you can't fully understand why you chose to do something, but you had to. It was like you had to do it. Right. Again, I actually write about this in my book, Understanding Modern Spirituality. About how this necessity comes in and how it's like we have to have this experience with somebody. And yeah, it was big for me. I think it took me, I think at least 8 months to really connect the pieces, to see the three lifetimes that were related, to understand the narcissism and so my ex-husband's actually not a clear narcissist. He's a covert borderline, which is a new kind of a new way to see it, where when somebody's a covert borderline, they actually have both borderline tendencies, narcissism and psychopathy at different times that show
Oh,
up.
wow.
So
Crazy.
yeah, so they're not like a clear-cut narcissist because a borderline can show all sorts of feelings and be, and can look like they're connecting to people and be seen, in a very loving way. Whereas when they go into psychopathy, and I remember at times walking out and just seeing the ice in his eyes and going, what is this? Like, I didn't understand this. So when you and it also shows you how somebody becomes a psychopath or somebody becomes a narcissist, because it's not just from my understanding and experience and 5 years, I think 5 years of really searching and looking into it, actually, sorry, 6 years. It's not just from trauma in this life that somebody becomes a narcissist or a borderline or a psychopath. It's usually from many, many lifetimes. And I remember again when my ex-husband had this session with this lady, she said to him, "Wow, you have done some dark stuff in previous lifetimes. You have not been a good person." And he said, "Yeah, I know. I've always known that." So,
Wow,
yeah,
that's crazy.
it was interesting. But you start to see like the game, you start to see everything from like my ex-husband went on about morality. It was daily. And he's one of the most immoral people. I'm not gonna say the most because there's way worse than him, but very immoral as a person, lies about everything. And he was like, this is the person that was going on about morality, but he's saying those things because he wants, obviously, he knows that that's one of the things that is connected to our dynamic, that I've chosen. I'm not saying, no one chose morality all the time, every time, but in the different lifetimes, I got to learn real clear lessons around what that means. Whereas with him, that's a concept, but he would talk about it, and I was like, oh my God, that's part of the puzzle that I need to look at. And so those are the pieces I really think people need to start to go, when I met this person, for instance, right? Did I feel like I knew them? Did I feel like I instantly liked or loved them? Or did I feel this push away? Did I feel like it was old? Did I feel a heaviness? One of the biggest things to tell you if you've had previous lifetimes and karma with this person is if after you've met them, within a short period of time, you start having dreams about them. It's really interesting.
That's very interesting. I had situations where I felt incredibly connected to someone, but felt really uncomfortable around them, or there was an unease, but I was like so drawn to them. It was like a moth to a flame. It was like, I shouldn't be with this person, but I need to. And I just kept going back and back and back. And then like you said, I started having dreams about them. And I'm into the past life stuff, so I saw images of us in past lives, and then I was just hooked. I was like, but it was such a weird feeling. It was like needing to be with him, but not wanting to be around him. And that's a weird feeling.
That's exactly, you're describing the feeling that I had with my ex-husband when I met him. I was like, in my gut, I was like, oh my God, I have to be with him. And then my mind was like, he's not a healthy person. He's,
Yeah.
he's done all these things. Like, he's the opposite of everything you value. And I would literally have this fight between my mind and the clarity in my mind and my gut from like other lives where it was like, oh my God, I need to, there's something I need to complete. There's something I need to do. I have to be with him. And it was almost like going into different consciousness. That's how I
Yeah.
felt, where when I would be sober in my sober consciousness, my mind would go, get away from him,
Yeah,
run.
what the hell are you
Yeah, and when I'd be in my gut, it would almost be like, no, I need to be with him, and no one and nothing can stop me from this. So
Yeah.
again, that's a big, big clue to look at if that's something ha that happened to you, that there's a lot more to the story than what you've seen. And yeah, those are the clues that we have, the feelings, the connections, and I feel like when you, whether it's a narcissist or somebody else, and when there's been a lot of trauma, and you can connect all the pieces together and you understand them, and this transformation and self-forgiveness, I'm gonna say, because it's not about forgiving them so much as self, then there is a huge, huge amount of calmness and healing that occurs, and especially with people to do with narcissists, because it's like they're in your head. They take over. And understanding is part of this separation that can occur.
My last question before I ask you to tell everyone a little bit about more about what you do and where people can get a hold of you to learn more about this stuff. Can one person remember another person without them remembering? Like, do you know what I'm asking? Like, sometimes I feel like, oh my God, I know this person so much, but they're like, I have no clue who you are. Like, what is with that dynamic? Because I know in my gut, it's like, oh, I know for sure I've met this person before, but they're like, yeah, no. Like, does that happen often? And why does that happen?
It does. It happens often. And there's two sides to it. There is the side where it can happen to people. And I'm going to say it from my experience, from the fact that, like, if you're a known person, for instance, people just connect with you and they'll want to say that it is a past life. So I personally, because I usually can tell and see if it is. If somebody comes to me and they say, well, I've had a past life with you, I'll know if it's true or not. Because there can be that, oh my God, I want to have, so I'm gonna make it up type of thing. There's
Yeah.
definitely that people need to be aware of. And then there's the part where one person is just not, they're not ready, in this life, they're not in a place to look at that. And maybe for them, that is not part of their focus, right? So in each life, the soul that has been regenerated with the parts from the past and newness, the soul has an agenda, so to speak. And maybe in this life, even though you meet and catch up, you're not part of their agenda of what they need to explore and experience. And so
Interesting.
they'll be like, Yeah, no, I'm focusing and going here because
And that
you're
is
not
why
part of this
so many
anyway.
people are confused. I see on social media, people are like, I know this person is my soulmate, but they don't remember me. They don't recognize me. It's like, because that person's journey is different.
Yeah.
And so that's interesting. I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that because I know a lot of people are frustrated with that. It's like, when is he going to remember? When is she going to remember? Like, people are so certain that they're meant to be with certain people, but that person isn't remembering or refusing to look at them in that way. And that is really confusing if you don't understand that dynamic.
Well, exactly. And it's also that understanding of we're not meant to constantly revisit the old. We're meant to also grow and create newness and new connections. And new connections can actually become really beautiful and profound. So it's not always the, at times in your life, you've cleaned up the old. And I think that if I can say the question where you said, when you have completed a lot of like the old stuff in your life. And interestingly, this particular lady who did my astrology at the time, she said, it's like in this life, you've had to reconnect with many soul, people from your soul group, soulmates in that sense. And this is exactly what there was a 10-year period for me where that was happening constantly. And and what, and I remember I spoke to this priest, this kind of very spiritual, open-minded priest after I'd broken up with my ex-husband. And he said to me this line where he said, Ina, just because it comes from the old and karma and destiny doesn't mean that you need to marry that person or you need to continue that experience. That is also, there's also an opportunity for you to say no and action and learn from afar and open the doors to something new. And that affected me so much because I think up until then I was always looking for that old connection
Yeah.
because in my life that's happened a lot, when
It's
I
the
was
remembrance.
in my 20s.
When you remember
Yeah.
something, that's a strong feeling.
Yeah. And so when
Significant,
I
right?
was, well, it is, and after he told me that, I was like, oh my God, he's right. I actually want to experience something really new and different because otherwise you're just repeating. When people say I'm repeating the patterns and repeating the same type of people that you're meeting, that could also be coming from the deep comfort zone of going for what you know, where it's deeper than just this life, right? It's like, oh, this is familiar ground. And it's not just childhood. And I know a lot about childhood and childhood developmental stages. We did a podcast on that. It's like it's way, way deeper than just, seeing your parents and your family. So at that point, for me, it was really interesting. I was like, oh, now that I can see all this, I'm gonna make a decision that my next relationship after my, ex-husband is going to be with somebody where it's more of a newer connection because I want to explore what's new as opposed to constantly be, dragging things from the past as well. And I really feel like that with my partner. And I was like, can you develop this same depth of love that you might feel naturally with somebody who's part of your soul group, with somebody who's newer in your life? And I definitely think the answer is yes.
I love that. I love that you said that. That's amazing. So, Ina, I would love to continue talking about this topic, but we're running out of time, and I would love for you to be able to tell the audience where they can find out more information about you, more about the courses that you offer, about past lives, and then some final thoughts.
Beautiful. So obviously we usually start not with past lives, but this life, and then we grow towards that and get to that. So if people are interested in deep exploration, then at the moment I've got a master class, and this particular master class is Free for now. It will change in the future. So it's there for a short period of time where people can access it for free. And it's really easy to access. It's innersigil.com/masterclass. And this is where I start to explore healing from a deeper perspective of looking at archetypes and looking at how we can start to connect to ourselves, which eventually leads us to a deeper dive into other lives and karma, and even how how we can start to recognize this through health conditions that we have. So if we actually transform health issues from one life to another, which is so fascinating. So including mental and emotional capacities, so your capacity to think deeply, your capacity to explore, to grow, to learn. Again, we were talking about this earlier with certain people that have more of stuckness around expanding their mind and learning and things like that. So there's so much to delve in, but this particular masterclass is opens the door to you going deeper into your own self and exploring who you are, because the more you know about who you are, the more I feel the more accuracy you have when you go and look at previous lifetimes and what you can learn about yourself and people in previous lifetimes and which parts of you got stuck and stunted in that life that you need to work with and transform. So, really encourage people to do that. I also have a book, well, several books, but have a book that connects to this topic more, which is called Understanding Modern Spirituality. And I go into all sorts of topics around this karma and destiny and soul and spirit and multiple earth lives in there that I really encourage people to grab, because that's gonna kind of open your mind to so many questions and so many things to think about and reflect on and explore.
Amazing, amazing. Well, thank you so much for being here today and for covering this vast topic. I mean, we could talk for hours about past life stuff. Do you have any last minute thoughts on the topic today?
What I want to say is that be curious and be open, allow yourself to be open-minded, even for the people who are like, oh, past lives. I mean, this is really about us understanding our uniqueness, why we are the way we are, right? So if I can understand why do I have certain talents and abilities, why do I think differently to other people, all of this connects to the fact that we have multiple earth lives. And I want to end on the fact that sometimes we can access our past lives and understand things from the past, and sometimes we may not be able to, but what we can work on is that we have a future life, and everything we do in this life has a huge impact on who we actually become in the future. And again, I've done courses on going through the whole spiritual world and how, and reincarnation and how it works and why it is so important to be your best version in this life, because the health of your future self, the ability to think deeply, to lead, to be born into a good family, to be supported, all depends on what you do. And whilst maybe you can't change what happened in the other life, you can certainly from now start to create a future life that is the most optimal by being the best version of you that you can possibly be.
I love that. I love that. Everybody is now trying to heal themselves as quick as they possibly can so that they can come back as a prince or a princess. That's amazing. Thank you so much for being here. That was so much fun.
Thank you.
And to our audience, if you have any interest in exploring past lives, which I'm sure you have so much interest in now, we will have links to all of those links that Inu was discussing in the show notes below. Until next time, take care, everyone, and be good. Your next life depends on it.